after talks in Rome, leaders of the world's biggest economies endorsed a global minimum tax on corporations. President Biden praised the move by the Group of 20 summit this weekend.
I've long said compromise and consensus are the only way to get big things done in a democracy, important things done for the country.
Robin Farzad is here. He's host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, what does this mean? First of all, it goes into effect in 2023. So what exactly is the G20 trying to do?
I mean, they're trying to wrest back revenue chiefly for multinational companies that have hemorrhaged, you know, tens of billions, hundreds of billions over several years because some destinations such as Ireland offer far comfier tax rates versus the United States corporate tax rate. So, you know, 15% is an easier number to digest for nations such as Ireland that have enjoyed being destinations versus the United States. Plus, cheaper haven nations, they don't want to risk the sudden flight of money that they've enjoyed. So Ireland wanted to maintain its rate of 12.5%. 15%, it isn't so much of a hit to Dublin.
Especially since Joe Biden's original call was for 21%.
Yeah, I mean, 21%, if you actually see that happen, you're going to see money suddenly flip the other way. There's a huge gap. But again, between 12.5% to 15%, or even, you know, some other countries have maybe a 10% rate to 15%, you aren't going to see money just turn around and U-turn.
Well, and so who enforces this? Because, you know, okay, there's money that's parked in other places where the tax rate is more favorable, but also these aren't people getting paychecks that you can take it directly out of. They're making money off of money. So how do you get it?
I got to tell you, cynically, I think by design, that's a wobbly question. You have at least, not your question, the question that's kind of left open in this. You have at least 136 economies involved here. These are across varying degrees of democracy, autocracy, enforcement, transparency, corruption. Here in Washington, Biden's GOP opposition is seeking a treaty and two-thirds approval in the Senate, which we know is a super high bar in the current split where everything big is strictly party line and hotly contested. So nobody's talking about that giant question mark.
Right. Look, it said the agreement would generate about $150 billion. So where would it go?
Overwhelmingly to giant, mostly developed economies that are home to these super profitable multinationals, Robin. I mean, you think of Apple and Microsoft or Siemens and BP. The U.S. is going to capture revenues that are 15 times that of China. EU member nations are going to recoup an estimated $74, $75 billion. If you look at China and India, the world's most populous countries, they're each going to receive small shavings of those figures, maybe single-digit billions or probably less.
Okay, so you've accused me of asking wobbly questions.
No, I think by design these were left wobbly in it because there are many moving parts.
I know, and here's another one. You know, these companies use loopholes. So how would countries be held accountable?
I think that's an age-old riddle. There's tax avoidance, strategic sheltering, lawyering, islanding, shell companying. If anything, those dark arts are going to evolve and thrive to keep up. After all, you know, Robin, you talk about it. Governments around the world are losing $245 billion every year in corporate tax revenue to tax havens. And we're talking about, what, $125 to $150 billion being reallocated here? Those are some major crumbs to fight over.
Yeah. Well, and so this is tied to this is, you know, the poorer countries are being punished, but that's where most of the production occurs to their detriment, to their health detriment. And it shifts the base of taxation from those poor countries, and so they don't get that money, to the rich countries.
Yeah, that's one criticism, a major criticism. Poorer developing nations with big populations, you look at Nigeria and Kenya, Pakistan and Sri Lanka, they lament that the minimum tax rate has been set too low to give them the additional tax revenues that they need, and they're arguing they deserve. Oxfam, the charity, is calculating that 52 developing countries stand to gain an additional $1.5 billion to $2.5 billion between them? Mm. That's just a sliver of the $125 billion being divvied up globally, overwhelmingly among the haves. Mm.
Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, and we think someone we should sick on solving this problem of recouping corporate tax money. Robin, thank you.
My pleasure.